The story is actually about some little children. I have a question to start with. How many of you woke up in a nice warm bed this morning? And how many of you had a nice breakfast? Did you know that there was food to eat even if you didn't want it? And I'll bet you most of you guys probably had a mommy and a daddy there, or somebody for sure you knew was going to be there, huh? Well, this story comes from across the ocean where there's little children like you that don't have a mommy and daddy. Does anybody know what that's called if you don't have a mommy or a daddy? What's that called? An orphan. Praise God, none of us are real orphans because we belong to the Lord. So we're in the family of God, but there's some children that have no mommy and daddy, and this story is about some. Oh, good, more children. Okay, well, over in this country where there's children that have no mommy or daddy, this lady right here, do you see this lady's picture? There's a lady right here. See her picture? And compared to you, she looks a little bit older, doesn't she? But she's still working for the Lord, and she helps children have a house that until they can be adopted. But they live over in a country where they're shooting. Any of you guys ever watch the news? Any of you guys, boys and girls, watch the news where you see people, you know, shooting guns for real, not just pretend? Well, this is a story about some children like you. And in their country where their home was, their little orphanage, the men, there was bad men, evil men, and they were coming and shooting up, you know, people and houses and stealing stuff, food and trucks and stuff. So the man who ran the home, he said, "Come on, children, hurry up, because these evil men are coming. Oh, hurry up, get in this truck, hurry, because I'm going to take you to a country where it's safe." Aren't we glad we don't live there? Wow. God blessed us, didn't he? Yeah. So anyway, the children are, hurry up, they grab their little coats and they grab their shoes and they're getting into the truck. And you know what? The evil men showed up and they had guns, real guns. And they pointed the guns at the guy who was going to drive the truck and they said, "Give me the keys to this truck. We're stealing your truck." And they had guns, real guns. And you know what? One brave little boy, he stood up and he said, "You can't have this truck. This truck belongs to Jesus." And the guy goes, "What'd you say?" And the little boy squared up his shoulders. And God was behind him. He knew God was behind him. And he said, "You can't have this truck. This truck belongs to Jesus." And the man shook his head and said, "Well, who's Jesus?" And the little boy looked at him and said, "Don't you know who Jesus is? Everybody knows him." The soldier turned to the man with him and said, "Do you know who that is?" But the other bad guy didn't know who that was either. And the little boy kept asking, "Well, how come you don't know him? Everybody knows Jesus." Finally, the two men decided to leave because it sounded like Jesus was somebody very, very important. And you know what? God can help you in any situation, even with a bad man with a gun who wants to steal stuff. You guys stand up for Jesus no matter what, okay? Thank you for being such good children. Aren't you glad?